This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Restaurants, like so many other pillars of the economy, have had their fair share of supply chain problems recently. One of them is chicken. We go now to Nashville, where the chicken shortage is making things difficult for restaurants there trying to serve up that city's most famous and fiery dish. WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports.
Chicken that's been breaded with spice drops into a deep fryer at Bolton's Spicy Chicken and Fish in Nashville. Traditionally, the hot chicken dish is then topped with tongue-torching sauce and placed on a slice of white bread. But since the start of the summer, Bolton's has struggled to get the right parts of the bird.
There's a wing shortage, so we have to take whatever we can get. It's either times we can't even get breasts.
That's Dolly Matthews, the restaurant's manager. And other businesses suffered from shortages, too. Mike Rapp works for a wholesale distributor and says the reason for the shortage?
There has been a bird flu outbreak.
The USDA says more than 40 million birds have been affected. That includes turkeys and chickens used for meat. Combine that with a shortage of workers in processing and transportation, and Rapp says you've got a perfect storm.
You're basically at the mercy of your chicken processors these days. You place your normal orders you've been getting for years, and they send you whatever they have available.
And while some of the shortages have eased, Dolly Matthews says sometimes she still can't always get what she needs.
They may not have what you want or what you sell.
Plus, the cost of chicken, labor, and rent has gotten more expensive. Matthews says Bolton's has had to charge customers nearly double the cost of a plate in the last year.
We do have some that have the comment, you know, I can't afford this like I used to. I'll see y'all when we can.
Matthews says she appreciates the customers who continue supporting the business despite the higher prices. In Nashville, I'm Alexis Marshall for Marketplace.